Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely early, then becoming more isolated, some severe lower 90s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, some severe lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, some severe 90, and tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with more storms. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A woman who says she and her three children became violently ill after visiting the Tanganyika Wildlife Splash Park in Goddard is suing the business. Public health officials have not determined what caused several people to become ill at the Tanganyika Wildlife Park. The splash park remains closed. Elena Davis alleges in a lawsuit that one of her children went to the hospital after the family became ill after visiting the splash park. Lawyers for the family allege the park didn't maintain proper sanitary conditions or warn guests about the outbreak in a timely fashion. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has announced he'll seek a second term, saying the state needs leaders who will defend election integrity. In a press release yesterday announcing his candidacy in the 2022 election, the Overland Park Republican touted his efforts to implement election security, improve business services, and modernize office functions. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
If your family has incurred funeral expenses as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, you could be eligible for financial assistance. That word according to the Kansas Adjutant General's Department. The Adjutant General's Department says that FEMA is providing financial help for COVID-19 related funeral expenses, which were incurred after January 20th of 2020. The AG's department said to be eligible for funeral assistance, you must meet certain criteria. If you are eligible, you'll receive a check by mail or direct deposit.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Governor Pete Ricketts defending his decision to send state patrol troopers to the U.S.-Mexico border at the request of fellow Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Ricketts is also using it as an opportunity to rail against the Biden administration. Ricketts has said he'll send 25 troopers to Del Rio, Texas, for a deployment to last as long as 16 days. The troopers will partner with the Texas Department of Public Safety. It's not clear what they'll be doing or how much the mission will cost. New data released yesterday shows that Nebraska's unemployment rate remained one of the lowest in the country as it fell even lower in May. The state's 2.6% unemployment rate tied with Vermont for the second lowest rate in the nation, behind only New Hampshire's 2.5% unemployment. Nebraska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate declined in May to 2.6 from April's 2.8% as the number of jobs in the state continued to grow. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone aged 12 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is here to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. We are looking forward to a great summer at Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve. Online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts continues a series of Stop 30 by 30 town halls across Nebraska with a stop planning Gage County at Pickerel this evening. The measure is a goal set by President Biden to permanently protect in its natural state 30% of a nation's land and waters by 2030. At the town halls, Ricketts and others will deliver remarks about the 30 by 30 plan and how Nebraskans and citizens can push back on a radical climate agenda. More information can be found at governor.nebraska.gov. A Stop 30 by 30 town hall is slated this evening at 6:45 in Pickerel at Four Generations Barn at 9438 Highway 77. Landall Company will offer free wristbands for carnival rides Thursday evening at the Hanover Days 49 from 5:30 till 9. The annual event kicks off with Moore's Greater Amusements offering rides and games Thursday through Saturday evenings. Free entertainments include Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes Thursday evening at 6, Pure Sound DJ Friday at 8, and the Kill Creek Rising Band Saturday at 9 with fireworks at 10. Parades are planned Friday evening at 6:30, Saturday evening at 5:30 with the theme Favorite Cartoon Characters. Cash prizes will be offered for best entries, and all entries are welcome. Homestead Days in Beatrice are underway through Sunday. A kickoff event with family-friendly activities is planned Thursday evening, 5:30 till 8:30. Friday night includes a cruise night downtown, 6 until 7:30, and races at Beatrice Speedway. Saturday is the Jayhusker Auto Club Swap Meet and Flea Market, which continues Sunday. The Homestead Days Parade begins Saturday at 10 a.m. with Arts in the Park Saturday afternoon, along with a variety of free entertainments throughout the day. Sunday is a tractor show as well as classic and street rod show noon until 4. The full schedule is online at homesteaddays.com. The annual Pony Express Re-Ride will pass from southeast Nebraska into northeast Kansas overnight Friday into Saturday. The Sacramento to St. Joe route will pass across the state line around 10 p.m. Exchanges to Hollenburg Station around midnight and Marysville shortly after 1 a.m. early Saturday. Pony Express Home Station in Marysville will be open for the overnight exchange, reopening Saturday at 9 with free admission and activities for the children, kicking off Museum Day Saturday in Marysville. The historic Marshall County Courthouse will be open featuring an exhibit celebrating Landall Company. They'll be open Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 3. The Union Pacific Depot will be open 10 to 4, featuring displays plus recent renovations at the historic depot. Kester House will host a student art fair Saturday, 10 to 7. Students from preschool to post-secondary levels can drop off art for display through 4 p.m. Friday. All media accepted, all sizes up to 24 by 36 inches with categories for elementary, junior high, senior high, and post-secondary students. All of the museum admissions are free this weekend. Home City will host a fundraiser for the ball field Saturday with kids activities, a road rally beginning at 9 a.m., as well as softball and cornhole tournaments. Summerfield will host their second annual road rally Saturday beginning at 1 and a barbecue Saturday evening at Summerfield Community Center. Diane M. Detmer Winkenwader, age 74 of Blue Rapids, passed away November 26th. A graveside interment service will be held Saturday, June 26th, 10 a.m. at the Riverside Cemetery in Waterville, with a Terry Christie funeral home in charge of arrangements for Diane Winkenwader. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow's Sloppy Joe's, sweet potato tots, California blend, and bananas and pudding. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, we have a cold front extending from the northern parts of the United States with another low pressure system also across the central east central parts of the Midwest. These will combine and pretty much stay stationary over the central east central parts of the Midwest, bringing ongoing showers and thunderstorms for this Thursday, continuing into Friday, pretty much into the weekend. The good news is that we definitely need some of this rain, but we're also dealing with chances for more severe weather as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. The good news is we'll start to see some cooler temperatures behind the system as we head into the weekend. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, then scattered some severe lower 90s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, again, some severe lower 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, some severe. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 89, record high on this date, 108. The average low, 66, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Cloudy overcast for a change, 68, with light scattered showers all across the region. Not a lot as far as accumulation goes, but it's a start. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Homestead Days is back. Cultivate your roots.
Tell your tale.
There's plenty of events coming to you this weekend at Homestead Days. Bike rides, a family swim, car shows, the Jay Husker Swap Meet and Flea Market, entertainment at the Homestead National Historic Park, family kayak adventures, the horseshoe tournament, and live BMX performance, and those are just a few things. See all the events now at homesteaddays.com. Homestead Days is back. Cultivate your roots.
Tell your tale.
The Hawks draw first blood, and the Islanders force a game seven. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The unbelievable playoff run of Trae Young and the Hawks continued last night. Young dropped 48 on the Bucks, leading Atlanta to a 116-113 win in game one of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals.
Rebound loose, and the Hawks have it, and the Atlanta Hawks have done it again, folks. These gutty, gritty young Atlanta Hawks have come into another building and win the first game of the series.
On WZGC, it's the Hawks' first win in a conference finals game since moving to Atlanta in 1968. Stanley Cup semis, the Islanders and Lightning are headed to a Game 7 after Anthony Beauvillier's overtime winner gave New York a 3-2 victory in Game 6 last night.
Couldn't hold his own. Turnover and take. Kicks
on WEPN, Game 7 in Tampa on Friday. Baseball, Padres beat the Dodgers 5-3 to complete a three-game sweep of their division rivals for the first time since 2013. The Astros stayed red-hot, drubbing the Orioles 13-0 for their 10th straight win. Meanwhile, the Rays snapped a seven-game losing streak with an 8-2 win over the Red Sox.
Now the 1-1.
Swing and a drive! Deep to right field! No doubt about it! Austin Meadows to the back row. A two-run home run.
On WDAE, the White Sox got back into the win column, ending a five-game slide with a 4-3 win over the Pirates. The Yankees blew a one-run lead over the Royals in the top of the ninth, but came back to walk it off in the bottom of the frame.
And the pitch swung on and drilled to left. It is high. It is far. It is off the wall. Wade comes home. Wade scores.
On WFAN, 6-5 the final. NBA, sources say the Celtics are finalizing an agreement to make Nets assistant Ime Udoka their next head coach. Udoka will replace Brad Stevens, who stepped down last month to become Boston's president of basketball operations. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night kicks off the days of 49 in Hanover, continuing through Saturday. Thursday night, kids can enjoy all the rides absolutely free, thanks to Landall Company. Kick off the fun with Moore's Greater Amusements, clean rides and games, concessions and a beer garden available, free entertainment each evening. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain Thursday night at the Days of 49 in Hanover. And your invitation from Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover is your Ace Hardware store. Ace gets it done right with tools and supplies for every project around your home. Blue Valley Technologies, keeping up with the technology of the 21st century. Your internet provider locally is Blue Valley Technologies. Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, insurance savings for well over a century. Contact your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A hearing called to explore beef price transparency issues highlighted some possible changes, but senators also heard a good deal of defense of the current system. Five witnesses representing producer groups and different academic and economic viewpoints all agree in their testimony to the Senate Ag Committee that price disparities between producers and beef packers are high. The question was whether there's something wrong that needs to be corrected. Rabobank animal protein analyst Dustin Aharon said both the direction and magnitude of the price spread are well within the range of expectations. He said, like many businesses, the pandemic has created enormous challenges for cattle producers, seeing the price difference between cattle and beef has only added to that emotional strain. But Justin Tupper, South Dakota rancher, auctioneer, who also serves as vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, argued that producers are being forced to bear a disproportionate amount of the market risk. He said he didn't disagree that there are cycles, but he said, looking back through history of the cycles, how many farms and ranches and how many small feedlots do we have to lose every time we go through a cycle because it's just another cycle. The issue of price disparity is not a new one, although recent events like the COVID-19 pandemic, the fire at Holcomb, and the JBS cyber attack have intensified producers' concern, got the attention of Congress. RCAF USA says concentration and globalization are the core problems. Separate from the committee hearing, RCAF submitted comments to USDA in responding to requests for input on transforming America's food system. RCAF's first recommendation for reversing the effects of globalization is to require all beef sold in America to be labeled with a country of origin label. Doing so, they say, consumers can begin making purchase choices between foreign beef and domestic beef. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting a Thursday morning to you. Good morning. Had a bit of a mixed day across the board for the grains and soybeans, really all over the place. Livestock dropped quite a bit and saw red mostly across the board at the end of trading yesterday. And there, starting off with your grains for this morning, we saw July corn wrap up yesterday, 4.5 up to 664 and a quarter. But outside of that, we saw mostly red, with September corn down 2 points to 551. December corn was down 3.25 to 535. And 3/4. Wheat had a decent day yesterday, saw some decent growth there as the harvest across the Mid-America region continues. July KC wheat was up by 15.5 to 612 even. September KC wheat up 14.75 to 620 and 3/4. Over in the soybeans, we started off green yesterday and then dropped into the red just a little bit, with July soybeans down 9.5 to 13.85. August soybeans, they were down 6 points to 13.46. So maybe we can rebound those when the markets open up in just a little bit. On the meal side, we see
July soybean meal down 9.10 at the end of trading yesterday for a Wednesday at 354 and 20 cents. August was down 8.80 to 354 and a half. We did see a little bit of green in the oil with July soybean oil up 146 to 62.13, and August was up 1 3/4 to 60 and 67 cents. The September up in the green too, 169, 260 and 19 cents. Canola had a heck of a day yesterday, up 30 points for July. Canola up to 772 and 30 cents. November, that was up 30 points as well to 739 and 90. Livestock, as we mentioned, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs all wrapped up in the red after starting off mostly higher at the beginning of yesterday, but wrapped up pretty much lower. Real quickly, in the metals market, they wrapped up at the end of trading yesterday, kind of mixed across the board. June gold was up 4.30 to 17.80 and 60 cents. July silver was up by 4 pennies at the end of yesterday to 25 and 90 cents. We'll see what markets do when they open up in just a bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It's sale day today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, keeping in mind they are on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday. They're going to begin early at 10 a.m. in effort to beat the heat. Rain showers might have made a difference. 30 black cow-calf pairs among early consignment listings, 15 black fall-bred cows, 7 to 8 years old, 7 black fall-bred cows running age, 3 black first-calf heifers, 20 black first-calf heifers, 15 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 400 pounds, 3 black bulls, 3.5 to 4, 55 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 14 black and baldy steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 11 black steers weighing 7 to 8, 28 Hereford heifers 750 to 850, 19 black steers and heifers weigh 750 to 1,000 pounds, 60 black steers 840 to 880, 63 mixed heifers 850 to 880, 65 black steers, 6.5 to 850, 5 black steers weighing 1,000 pounds. Those are early consignment listings. Might have a few more with the brief showers overnight. Start time again, 10 a.m., a little bit early today, and no sale next Thursday. They operate every other week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
That's no space station. It's a strawberry supermoon. We explain the origin on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 24th, the 175th day of the year. Musician Mick Fleetwood turned 74 today, and on this day in 1947, a pilot named Kenneth Arnold made the first widely reported UFO sighting near Mount Rainier in Washington State. He described the object as a big flat disc resembling a saucer, and thus the term flying saucer was born. We can't promise that you'll see a flying saucer in the sky tonight, but you will see a strawberry strawberry supermoon. Native Americans call it a strawberry moon because it signals the time of the year to gather up your ripe berries. It will also be the last supermoon of 2021. So make sure you take a minute to check it out tonight. And remember, smartphone pictures of the moon are never as good as you want them to be. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 68 degrees. Forecast high is around 90 on tap today. Not a lot of accumulation, but at least a break with a few showers overnight. Thunder showers rumbling to our east this morning. I think we're mostly behind this here at Marysville, tracking out of far southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, with a few isolated lighter showers tracking along I-70 to points a little bit further west.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. A loss for the Royals. A win for the Wind Surge. We'll start with the Surge. Wichita won a second straight game over the Midland Rockhounds by a final score of 8-4 yesterday in Midland, Texas. Josh Winder threw seven innings of one-run baseball on just four hits, striking out seven. In fact, Winder leads the league in ERA, innings pitched, and strikeouts. The Wichita Wind Surge continues their road set in Midland this evening. 7 p.m. is first pitch. Gary Sanchez homered off Greg Holland in the ninth inning. Luke Voit hit a winning single, and the New York Yankees survived another blown save by Aroldis Chapman to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5 yesterday at Yankee Stadium. The Royals and the Yankees, who are tied at one apiece in the three-game series, have their final matchup this afternoon, 12:05 first pitch. The Royals open a series with the Texas Rangers tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Don't miss out. Footloose Dance Studio is enrolling for fall classes now, ages 3 to 18, in tap, jazz, ballet, lyrical, and hip-hop. Turn in your enrollment sheets today or call Denise at 562-8297 with Footloose Dance Studio.
KNDY.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy who wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the
southern man. Callous hands told the story for this small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Death came calling for this small town southern man. He said, it's all right, cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am. Cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution